When the blue of a night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears and Bing's guests, Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bing.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Oh, Bing, you look nice and relaxed.
Oh, yes.
Don't tell me you're all set for Christmas.
Yep, got all my Christmas shopping done. Except for one present.
Mm-hmm. Only one present to go, huh?
Yep. Haven't bought Bob Hope's Christmas present yet.
Why not?
I'd have something to talk about tonight.
I wonder what Hope's going to send you for Christmas.
I don't know. What product is he broadcasting for this year? That's what I'll get.
Well, Bob's on the air for Jell-O this season.
Working for Jell-O, huh? Oh. Well, he's got the jowls for it, I guess.
You can enlarge on that, can't
yes,
you?
Yes, I think I could. That boy wobbles pretty good all over.
It's in three delicious dimensions.
All right.
But, gee, Bing, if you know you're going to get Jell-O from Bob for Christmas, there isn't any surprise for you when you open your present.
Oh, yes, there is. Big element of surprise.
How's that figure?
I don't know whether I'm going to get strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime.
I have a hunch you get the raspberry.
Just so I get something.
Yeah. By the way, what are you going to get for Bob?
A GE product, naturally.
Naturally. Sure. You giving him a GE Stratoliner range, perchance?
No.
A GE food freezer, maybe?
No.
Oh, I know. You're getting Bob a GE wringer washer.
Well, I'd like to run him through a wringer, and heaven knows he needs washing. But that's not the gift I'm giving him.
Well, then, what General Electric product are you giving him?
A light bulb.
A light bulb?
Yeah, on Christmas morning when someone asks him what's new, he can say 150.
What's new?
Are you listening?
Oh, yes.
Have you left me?
W-A-T-T-S, folks.
We have to spell them. Let them go. Anyway, Ken, I'm sure Hope will like my gift because he needs a new bulb for his necktie. Right now, I think I'd like to get into the opening selection, which happens to be a thing called Sleigh Bell Serenade. John Scott, tinkle, tinkle.
When your nose is all a-tingle and you're gliding down the glade, can't you hear the jolly jingle of the sleigh bell serenade? Every tree's a frozen statue in a winter masquerade, and the moon is winking at you to the sleigh bell serenade. In the summer on a hayride, night or day ride, you can pass the cider jug. But in the winter, every sleigh ride is a gay ride. You can sneak a hug and meet the old bear rug. All the world's a white umbrella for a fella and his maid. What a lovely night to tell her to the sleigh bell serenade.
When your nose is all a-tingle and you're gliding down the glade,
can't you hear the jolly jingle of the sleigh bell serenade? Every tree's a frozen statue in a winter masquerade, and the moon is winking at you to the sleigh bell serenade.
In the summer on a hayride, night or day ride, you can pass the cider jar.
Ah, but in the winter every sleigh ride is a gay ride. You can seek a hug and meet the old bear rug.
All the world's a white umbrella
for a fella and his maid. What a lovely night to tell her to the sleigh bell serenade.
What a lovely night to tell her.
To the sleigh bell serenade.
Chilly dilly, Bing.
Thank you, Kissy. I understand you have news of the greatest double bill since Broadway Melody of 1936 and Frankenstein Goes to College.
Oh, indeed I have,
there
Bing.
Was a duo. Did you catch that?
Oh, I loved them both.
Nice omelet.
Favorite picture. But this is the wonderful two appliance and one delight of the General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer.
Proceed, Kenneth. You've excited me.
And with good reason. Two appliances in one captivating cabinet. That's the great General Electric Refrigerator Food Freezer. First off, there's that marvelous moist-cold refrigerator.
Ah, and how General Electric's famous moist-cold protects your food. It keeps fruits, meats, and vegetables fresher than a floorwalker's carnation. And though you live to be older than Hope's gag lines, you never have to defrost the refrigerator section because frost just never builds up.
Check, Bing. And up on top of this refrigerator, my friends, you'll find a terrific zero-degree food freezer. It has its own door, its own separate refrigerating system, its own temperature control. Capacity, up to 70 pounds. Keeps food frozen and fresh up to a year.
Ken, let me slip in here with an edgewise word and say that there are more than 3,500,000 General Electric refrigerators with sealed-in systems still operating merrily after 10 and 15 and even 20 years of service.
Well, sure, Bing. That's dependability, General Electric style.
My good brethren, why don't you scramble across the rooftops down to your General Electric dealer and see a General Electric refrigerator food freezer. You can cart one home on your scooter for only about $5.48 a week after down payment. Now, I note the jazz band is gathering with horns, mutes, and fly swatters, which reminds me that we're affixing to render a little song called Some Sunny Day. A one, a two. Some sunny day with a smile on my face, I'll go back to that place so far away. Back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? I'll then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. Be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a very wonderful singer, a great recording star who's long been a favorite of yours and certainly of mine, Miss Ella Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Bean.
Ella, what's your opening selection tonight?
I thought I might do a medley of songs.
Can never miss with a medley. What do you got there? Let me see. Trying? Oh. That's the song you got a big record on now, isn't it? My favorite song. And the Devil in the Deep Blue Sea. So that's a very stylish threesome. Step right in here, Ella. Take over.
Mm-hmm. at you, 'cause I realize that I'm trying to forget you with tears in my eyes, and those teardrops only remind me that I love you more and more. So I'll put my foolish pride behind me and come knocking, knocking at your door. And I'll be trying to impress you, hoping to possess you, though I know I haven't a chance here. There's no denying, but you can't blame a fool in love.
No, you can't blame a fool in love.
No. That they play when we're dancing. Any time that we're dancing, that's my favorite song. Just any old tune is my favorite tune when we're dancing. And as long as we're dancing, that's my favorite song. You breathe a magic charm into the melody, weaving a mystic spell. When I'm dancing, any time that I'm dancing, but that's only true. Any time that I'm dancing with you. But I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, they seem to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come a-knocking at my door, they seem to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more, 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 more. I have mixed emotions when it comes to loving you, I know. Shouldn't, but you've got me in between. Yes, you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Very, very fine, Ella. you. I love that. How about blending together on something later, huh? But now I see Ken Carpenter has his hand raised just to ask the question. Your problem, young man?
Oh, I do have a question, Bing. What's cheerful and bright and packed to bursting with food?
Andy Devine.
No, not Andy Devine. Well, a General Electric food freezer, Bing.
I blush scarlet to my wedgies, Ken. I should have known.
You certainly should. You stay after show.
Désolé.
A General Electric food freezer stores plenty. Stacks of steaks, pounds of leafy greens, cakes, pies, and ice cream.
Truly a fat boy's delight in how this dandy holds the flavor in said savory victuals. Months and months after you store them, they're still as fresh as desert rain, dripping with flavor. What's more, with this glistening beauty, you can enjoy any kind of food any season of the year. Oh, Ken, my taste buds are bursting into fullest bloom.
Well, now let's wake up your monetary instincts. People tell us they save money with General Electric food freezers. They buy in quantity when foods are in season and prices are low. They can take advantage of food sales.
And to venture further into the figure department, I understand it's 20% quieter and 13% cheaper to operate than previous models.
Mm-hmm. Plus which, it's style so even the smallest of gals can reach into every corner. And it's dependable. But that's no news. All General Electric appliances are that. General Electric means dependability.
My good friends, clamber into your Apperson Jackrabbit or your Stevens Duryea or your Stutz Bearcat and buzz on down to your GE dealer. Sign up for a General Electric food freezer. Maybe even in time for Christmas. Costs only about $4.71 a week after a small down payment. The time has arrived for the spotlight to fall on the mad violinist from Philadelphia. As a boy, this gentleman practiced the violin in the shadow of Independence Hall. He's been doing pretty much as he pleases ever since, too. Here now is the completely disorganized Joe Venuti.
This the place?
Yes, Joe, this is the place.
Hey, what's the new kid? That's W-A-T-T-S-A.
Never mind spelling it. Don't spell. What are you going to play for us, Joe?
Well, I've been rehearsing Caprice Venois all week.
Ah, Caprice Venois, huh?
So I think I'll play Lady Be Good.
I might have known. Well, take over, Joe. Very flashy, Joe. Wonderful. Now, folks, if Miss Fitzgerald will return, we'd like to blend on that great Christmas favorite for the kiddies. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You all set, Ella?
All set, Bing.
Okay, John. Let's talk about Rudy, huh?
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddy?
No.
Is it Hart? Is it Shatner? Is it Mox, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I've heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it glowed.
Like a hot radish. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph is a red nose.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
And then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with
glee, Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
you'll go down in history with the pink proboscis and fairy snoot.
With his pink bazoo, he guided the sleigh.
He's a hero.
Why, Rudolph saved the day.
Rudolph has got his red nose in the Reindeer Hall of Fame.
Rudolph's the red nose favorite of the little reindeer day.
Rudolph, the North Pole big shot, rides around in Santa's sleigh.
Wearing a green fedora, smoking a cigar all day.
This story has a moral, anyone can plainly see.
Just keep your red nose a-gleaming, you go down in history.
If you keep your nose a red, red rose.
If you keep your beak all pink and sleek.
And if you keep your snars maroon because.
You'll go down in history.
Thank you, Ella.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. Say, Ken, what's the nicest thing you can have to cook your Christmas dinner?
Well, I'd like to say Marilyn Monroe.
You won't.
No, I should say a General Electric Constellation ring.
Oh, we've been playing fool with hope again, haven't we?
Huh?
But that's quite an astute observation, Ken. A GE Constellation's just the thing. For instance, consider the Yuletide repast from a woman's angle. Consider the food juggling involved. Whipping in the turkey, zipping out the pies, sliding in the biscuits, gliding out the cookies. Oh, a woman's lot is not an easy one come the troublous day of Joyeux Noël.
Sadly true. Mm-hmm. But that's what General Electric's great double oven Constellation was made for, simply to do away with all this juggling. The solution is two ovens. With this Constellation, the little woman can bake and broil at the same time. Both ovens are completely independent of one another.
And in the General Electric Constellation, you get all these wizardries, plus speed cooking Calrod units.
Plus automatic food timers.
Plus push-button control.
Plus which, the General Electric Constellation costs you only about $4.05 a week after a small down payment.
And that's more pluses than you'll find in a fifth-grade mathematics book. But it's a fact. Two ovens is the up-to-date way to cook. Your General Electric dealer will love to prove that to you if you'll just step in and see him. Incidentally, I can't conceive of a nicer bauble to hang on the Christmas tree than a GE Constellation range. Say, folks, here's the ballad now from the Paramount Technicolor musical, The Road to Bally. Birkin Van Heusen, To See You is to Love You. Mr. Buddy Cole handles the pretty piano passages, which you'll hear in the verse.
Before you can say I like you, you gotta know people a while. Watch their little tricks, listen to their talk, see the way they walk and how they smile. That's a rule that's tried and true, a rule that you're the one exception to. To see you to love you, and I see you everywhere in the sunrise, in the moon glow. Any place I look, you're there to see you. To want you, and I see you all the time on a sidewalk, in a doorway, on the lonely stairs I climb. Someday, let me show you how happy ending stars. You'll find how well I know you, 'cause to know you at all is to know you by heart. To see you is to love you, and you're never out of sight, and I love you, and I'll see you in the same old dream tonight. Someday show you how happy endings start. You'll find how well I know you, 'cause to know you at all is to know you by heart. To see you is to love you, and you're never out of sight, and I love you, and I'll see you in the same old dream tonight. Thank
you very much. And now my thanks to Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Venuti for joining us this evening. Hope to see you next week, folks, the same time in the same place, when we're planning to do our Christmas show. Our guest will be Mr. Gary Crosby. Meanwhile, remember General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Thank you all, and good night.
The show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Gary Crosby.